Time is precious. In today's turbulent times, everything has to be done quickly and smooth. We all turn to our computers to try and speed things up, often losing even more time through distraction. I myself am the biggest sucker when it comes down to being distracted, but now and then I encounter an app that truly saves time. Let me introduce you to one of them. Welcome to the fourth episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, the podcast where I talk about my love for, well, neat little Mac apps that are out there. This week's app, Rapido Ride 2. No promo code here, the application is freeware. I should also mention that the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window or on your iPod window, of course. You can also click the links that you will be able to see in the iTunes artwork window. Okay, so what is this all about? Well, Rapido Ride 2 is a typing addition that lets you enter whole pre-formatted pieces of text into any typing area. For example, Word documents, text edit files, online forms, virtually anywhere. You just type in a short string and it replaces that short string with a whole pre-formatted text string. Current version is 2.0.1 Universal Binary and it is created by App for Mac. You can find out more at appformac.com. Why would I be using this application? Well, I got a huge response on all the previous podcasts and of course I have to answer all those mails. Now, some of you are going to get a bit angry, but it's a bit difficult to answer that deluge of response. And the thing I do now, I went out to search for an application that would let me streamline the whole process of answering people without having to copy and paste standard pieces of text. And I found a Rapido Ride. Actually, I didn't find it. Someone accidentally mailed it to me saying, hey, you should check this out. It's a very nice application and of course it's freeware. And so I went out and downloaded this application. And by all means, get it. Go download it now. It really is great. It does exactly what it's supposed to be doing. How does it work actually? Well, you launch the Rapido Ride application. You can do this by clicking the application, of course, or you can put in a shortcut. I think the basic shortcut is Command Control R. And then you get into the main window. Now, the best way to explain what Rapido Ride 2 does exactly is just by telling you how I use it. In the main window, you have two columns. On the left side, you can see the list of abbreviations that correspond with a whole text that will be replaced. For example, I have, two now. The first one is THXFF, meaning thanks for your feedback. And the other one is THXFS, thanks for your submission. Now, what would I put in the whole text block on the right side of the main window? For example, for submissions, if a developer submits his application, I would go like, "Hi, thanks for the feedback. Unfortunately, due to the huge popularity of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, there are quite a few apps in the pipeline. I will, however, be checking the app out. I'll let you know if I'll be reviewing it, blah, 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 blah." Now, just to be sure, I won't be sending everybody the standard text over and over again. I use this application to put in that text very quickly and then I change it a bit, I tweak it a bit to be more personal. So how do I go about it? I open up Gmail, I start typing THX and then Rapido Ride will automatically pop up in a little transparent window and say, "Hey, you want to add this piece of text or this piece of text?" Because THXFF and THXFS are quite similar. So I'll be able to choose using the arrow keys, saying, "Okay, that's the piece of text I want to put in." And it will put in the whole block of text I just read. I can change that text. I can change the fonts. I can change the color. It really is a great way of speeding up the way I can work with my email program. The preferences for this application are really bare minimum, and you don't need any more preferences, I guess. For example, you can change a bit the pop-up window appearance. You can choose if Rapido Write does pop up that window or not. It's a suggestion window. Do you want to use this or this or this piece of text? Did you mean this or this? You can choose if the suggestion takes in account if you, the case sensitivity or not. You can also put in exceptions saying, like, for this and this application, I do not want to use Rapido Write. The extra options are just the location of the data file and which shortcut you want to use to call the application. Now, there is one tip I want to give to the developer. It would be neat if you would have some sort of shortcut where you can choose between different kinds of data files. For example, I'm hosting two podcasts. One is called System Tries, the other, of course, Neat Little Mac Apps. Now, the answers I would be giving in System Trash would be totally different from the answers I would be giving in Neat Little Mac App. So it would be nice to be able to switch between the two universes called System Trash and Neat Little Mac Apps and just keep the same kind of shortcuts that I use all the time. Just an idea. Ah, well, another Neat Little Mac Apps podcast is in the bag. I told you it would be a short one. As always, I thank all the listeners for checking out this podcast. Thank you also for the tons of feedback that you have been sending me. Of course, I'll be replying with Rapido Write 2, but be sure that I'll be putting in a personal note for each and every mail I send out to you. Don't go to Podcast Alley and stuff like that to go voting for this podcast. I really don't care for things like that. Just tell some other Mac enthusiasts in the neighborhood that this podcast is out there. That makes me happy enough. And talking about making someone happy, I guess it's time to make three other people happy also. Those are the winners of the Awaken contest, meaning that they will receive a serial number for Awaken. And these people are Michelle Stephenson, James Corwell, and Jono Requel. So congratulations, and be sure to keep checking the email address that you use to enter the show, since the serial number will be sent to that address. I also want to thank Adam Christensen from the MacCast for playing my promo. I sent him a little promo for the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, and sure enough, he played it. So Adam, thank you very much. For those who don't know what a MacCast is... Yeah, right. You never know. For those who don't know what the MacCast is, it's a great podcast. And as Adam says it himself, it's a show for Mac geeks by Mac geeks. And he talks about all things Macintosh. So be sure to check it out at www.maccast.com. That just leaves me with inviting you to the Neat Little Mac Apps website at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. You will be able to find the show notes there. You will be able to leave comments for each episode there. And I invite each and any one of you to contact me via the contact form on the site or via the mail feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. For the developers out there, don't forget, if you have an application that you think is truly special, let me know so I can check it out. And to close it up, I'll just plug the theme song for this podcast, and that is the British band Dark Horse with the track Starting Over, the instrumental version. You can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Bye now!